got this little sort of a session going here.
I'm rocking poppy tables and record labels. Can y'all feel that?
Listening to 91.5 WMFO.
Man, Manford.
You never know what the signal's gonna hit.
Monday hits me like a brick. I drag my carcass through the day. Tuesday brings the same old tricks. The grind has got me in its sway. Wednesday is a numbers game. You hit your mark or say goodbye. Thursday looks to lay the blame. Yours is not to wonder why. Work all week to punch the clock. It's nothing but a fight. Tonight this joint we're gonna rock on a Friday crazy night.
Friday crazy night. Gonna dance, dance, dance all night.
Solo cup gives me a kick under lights of red and blue. All I want is to connect. Riverside, as sick as you can get. Chainsaw Massacre sound, he'll make you teach his pet. Work all week to punch the clock, it's nothing but a fight. Tonight this joint we're gonna rock on a Friday crazy night. And left me, yeah, 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 left me all alone, yeah, yeah, yeah. Are you lonely like me? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, won't you take me home?
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Ava Maiella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am subbing today, so it's not going to be the normal music that you're used to, but I hope you guys like it still. First off, we're going to start with ICU by Phoebe Bridgers. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy.
I hate.
All right, that was I See You by Phoebe Bridgers. Next up, we have Mitski. So I think you guys can guess that I am, in fact, queer. I hope you guys enjoy this song. I know I do. It's, you know, it's very fun. All right, that was Mitski. We love Mitski. I actually have a guest here with me today. His name is Anoush. Anoush, do you want to say hello?
Hello, everyone.
Very exciting. Anoush, my question is what is your opinion on water signs for astrology?
Water signs? Mm-hmm. I actually am kind of a fan. If I were to like rank, I think it would be like I vibe with fellow air signs mm-hmm. quite a lot. And fire signs and water signs are like third, maybe. I've only met a couple, but I have not had a bad experience.
I mean, I Alicia believe. Has like a lot of water
and
in her
we get
chart.
Along
Alicia's
really
good.
Well.
Yeah,
so I think, yeah,
all
very
right.
solid on water
Thank
signs.
Thank you so much for answering that question. All right, so now we're gonna be playing Hot Rod by Dayglo.
Take back again all that I ever was. It was
All right, so that was Bags by Claro. I actually went and saw Claro in concert this week, and it was just next level. I went with my friend Marin for her birthday, and it was super cool. So there's going to be a couple more Claro songs during this hour just because I'm, like, obsessed. But that doesn't matter. What matters is we have a mandatory PSA for all of you, and Anoush is going to read it. Yay, Anoush!
First, I want to say happy birthday, Marin. This one goes out to you. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO Medford.
Thank you so much. No, that's so important. And yeah, guys, everyone, please eat your dried fruits. Little shout out to Julia, my friend from home who's listening. Hi, Julia. Thank you for listening. Okay. Thank you, Anoush. Now we are going to play a song that's kind of like high school-y to me, and I love it. It's Dance Baby by Boy Pablo. All right, so That was a fun one. I remember when I told you guys that we were going to be listening to a lot of Claro. So here it is again. We're going to be listening to Flaming Hot Cheetos by Claro. I loved this song for so long, and I didn't know the name of it. And then randomly it just popped up on like those Spotify shuffles, and it changed my life. So I hope you guys enjoy. Alright, now we are going to be doing the segment of the radio show called Anoush Fixes Our Love Lives. Yay, Anoush! So, my question today is, what do you think you should do if you really like someone, but you don't know how to make the first move? Like, how would you make the first move?
That's a really good question. Mm-hmm. I would say you have to... I would say this might stem from like a fear of rejection sort of anxiety, which I'm super familiar with. And my strategy has been to remind myself that people are generally kind. And so even if they are rejecting you in a romantic sense, they probably still, they don't think that you're a bad person or like mm-hmm. anything like that. You could totally just ask to hang out and keep it ambiguous, mm-hmm. definitely. But if you want to, I think part of growing up is realizing, like, there is not a lot of pressure on wanting to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
There doesn't have to be a lot of pressure on it.
Just take your time.
Yeah.
You've heard it here, folks. All right. So thank you very much, Anoush. The next song we're going to do is actually a love song. Yay. Perfect little intro to that. It's, Don't Want to Be Without You by Penny and Sparrow. And it's literally one of my favorites because it's super cool. It's like kind of like reincarnation-y with the lyrics. I don't know. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Say word if we reincarnate, and whatever God said, it's your turn for choosing. Would you rather come back, be born in a circle, see the oldest garden, the crescent is fertile, or would you prefer to see life underwater? Only knowing oceans have hundreds of daughters, there's a part of hope that is sown in this theory. Give me any species and keep yourself near me, ladies. I don't wanna be without you. If you start over,
mess up a sequence, and I had to come back as one of your hairpins. I know that the morning I'm born in your tresses would be more than worth it, adorning some goddess, being honest. I don't wanna be without you. I, if you start over, can I read your mind? Anything you become, let me run beside you. Go a little bit farther, put it on me. Every night you should have died for a better view of the moon. Back of your belt, held on tight, but I fell with you. I could see us being young lovers in a fable. That could be us, it could over and over become and become.
All right, this next song is dedicated to my dad. I like to dedicate a song to him every radio show I do, but he isn't listening right now because he's actually in Paris visiting my sister, which is super duper cool and rude because I am in Medford. But, all right, this next song is Change Your Mind by The Killers. It's a classic. I grew up on it, and I hope you guys enjoy.
Won't you share?
All right, we are up to part two of Advice with Anoush. My question now is, let's say that you really like this person and you go on a date and it's going really well, and then you ask them for their zodiac birth chart and it's terrible. There's no compatibility at all in the birth chart. What do you do?
If it's going great, I think it's okay to ignore it.
Okay.
I think it's okay for that to become a little funny joke.
True. But then later on in the relationship, would you reference the birth chart being like bad if it didn't go well? Like, would you be like, it was
like
the Leo
if you broke
Venus.
Up,
yeah.
Yeah, like whatever. Then it's not a big deal. So right? True. Like if it's over, it's over. But yeah. Like during the relationship, it can be a little inside joke.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. All right, that is good advice. So you've heard it here first. If you are in a current relationship or looking for one with someone with a zodiac birth chart that is completely different than yours, you can ignore it, according to Anoush. All right, next up, we have Motion Sickness by Phoebe Bridgers. Good little tension of a song. Kind of relates to the bad birth charts.
Time, but that's all right. I can hardly feel.
All right, so that was Back Pocket by Wolfpack. And next up is a fun one. Next up is going to be a song. You know how we all have those bands that we listen to as a kid, and then when we grow up and our like morals kind of like don't match up with the music, but like you listen to it all the time as a kid, so you kind of have to do it. So for me, that's Need to Breathe. They are a Christian rock band, and I am now, Anusha's like celebrating, and I am now queer and at a liberal arts college, and the majority of my friend group is also queer. And so there was a concert in Boston, and I was like, I have to go to this concert. Like, this is for my like life. Like, I need to do this. I literally couldn't find like a friend to come with me for so long because like everyone was like, no, like why would we want to go to that? And honestly, like after going to the concert, like they were right. But anyways, the music is good. So this is Alive by Need to Breathe.
Locked out the truth, they keep your dreams at bay. Don't stand and wait for the time to come. Come on, come on, catch me, we got miles to run. We are alive, the skin is leaving these bones. Fire in the wind, we're burning out of control. We are the children chasing wondrous things. Surface, let our lungs ignite. Slip past the guards before they raise the guns. Come on, catch me, we got miles to run. We are alive, the skin is leaving these bones. Fire in the wind, we're burning out of control.
All right, so this next song is going to be, oh, well, that was Kids by Current Joys. And the next song is going to be John Hughes' Movie by Maisie Peters. Now, this is funny because I am actually going to a Maisie Peters concert, and I can't remember the date, but I'm very excited. And Anoush, what? This is my formal invitation. Would you like to go to a Maisie Peters concert?
Sure, yeah. I've never been to a concert before, actually.
What?
No.
Okay, this would be a good first one. Yay. All right, very exciting. Yay. All right, thanks, Anoush, for that. Like, immediately turns off the mic. Okay, okay. Now we are going to be listening to the song, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
This wasn't how it's supposed to go. I should be the one you're dancing with, spinning with a vodka coke. Everybody at my fingertips, I was gonna get my code. And baby, you were meant to follow me, and I was gonna act surprised, even though I know you wanted me. It's not like I've been crying, no. There's just smoke in my eyes, 'cause this ain't no John Hughes.
Alrighty, so this is going to be our last song. This is Ava Maiella, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Anoush, would you like to say goodbye to everyone?
Yeah, don't miss me too much, guys.
It's going to be really hard. All right, well, this is going to be I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers. And yeah, I hope you guys had a fun hour if you were listening the whole hour. And yeah, see you soon. Thank you.
somewhere in Germany, but I can't place it. Man, I hate this part of Texas. Close my eyes, fantasize. Three clicks and I'm home. When I get back, I'll lay around. Then I'll get up and lay back down. Romanticize a quiet life. There's no place like my room. But you had to go. I know, I know, I know. Like a wave that crashed and melted on the shore. Not even the burnouts are out here anymore. And you had to go. I know, I know, I know. Out in the park we watched the sunset. Talking on a rusty swing set. After a while you went quiet. And I got mean. I'm always pushing you away from me. You come back with gravity. And when I call, you come home. A bird in your teeth. So I gotta go. I know, I know, I know. When the sirens sound, you'll hide under the floor. But I'm not gonna go down with my hometown in a tornado. I'm gonna chase it. I know, I know, I know. I gotta go now. I know, I know, I know. Driving out into the sun, let the ultraviolet cover me up. Went looking for a creation.